This is Laura Hale. I'm interviewing Lincoln Budge, one of Australia's development team skiers, who's here at the IPC NORAM Cup. And you're not skiing today?
Well, I skied first run.
Oh, DNF.
DNF, so nothing else for the rest of the afternoon now.
So how have you performed in the previous days?
I've done pretty well in the previous days. I've finished every race till now, which has been good. I've improved my points on what I've had previously, so I'm progressing slowly, and it's good.
What classification are you?
LW11.
LW11. Are you shooting for Sochi, or are you just kind of developing now with the idea of the next one in 2020, or 2016, whatever? 2018.
18, yeah. I'd like to go to Sochi, but realistically it's probably not going to happen. I've only been skiing for 3 years, so
And you're from some town that's really hard to pronounce in Australia?
Yes, Yekandanda.
What state is this in?
Victoria.
Northeast Victoria.
Near Albury Wodonga.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, half hour from Albury Wodonga.
So Victoria is the state that produces all the great Australian skiers?
Correct. Victoria is the state to be in.
And how long have you been on the development team?
I've been skiing for almost 3 years now.
On the development team or just period?
Period, but I've pretty much got on the development team with about 5 days on snow. So all my skiing's been with the team. So,
and you never considered doing the Nordic skiing?
No way. That's way too much dedication.
Okay. What's your favorite course? Where do you like to ski, and which, like, Super G, Slalom, what's your favorite?
Downhill would be the one I've enjoyed the most so far. It's fast, obviously, speed event, and the whole build up to it's really fun. I enjoy the speed events.
What do you like to ski? Are you one of these people who likes to come to the US, or do you think Victoria's got the best ski fields in the world?
US is pretty good. I've sort of skied quite a few hills. I've based somewhere different every year so far. So, I've been at different hills a bit. I don't really have a preferred one.
So considering how expensive skiing is, do you think you're getting adequate support from everyone to enable you to continue your ski career?
Yeah, at the moment I'm getting good support from the team and everyone, which is really good. And hopefully financially I can keep doing it into the future.
As someone watching skiing, or watching you guys, can you throw your mono ski over your shoulder and transport that way? Because that is, like, wild.
I can if I want to, but I've got a set of wheels I clip the rig into so I can push it around more easily than putting it on my shoulder. And I can't skis and that around on my shoulder, but I've got a set of wheels for your rig just to make it easier.
Okay, thank you very much.